Kate Gomez. I am a sophomore at Dillingham High School. Teenagers like that are in school, they depend on school trips, like sports and stuff, and they find someone that they think they like, and then they start talking, and then eventually they start quote unquote dating. And so it's just really, really hard to find someone. This one time I went snuggling and we're going and we didn't see the drift. We just thought it was with the snow because we were going really fast and it was snowing and our goggles were getting like blurry. And we were going really fast and we didn't see the drift and we almost fell off. And it was pretty fun. You have to be like really careful who you start to talk to because you may be related to them. And since this is like such a small community, you don't really have many options. It's for the way you look at me. Oh,
it's for the only one I see. Jaden, and I'm in 10th grade. I go to Dillingham High School. Pretty much related to everybody that comes around here somehow.
Zachary and I'm in 10th. I pretty much know most of them are my cousins. To you, love is more than just a game for two.
I'm Juliana Rowland. I'm in 10th grade. There was one time where this kid had asked me if I wanted to go smelting with him, and I've never went smelting before because I'm from Anchorage, and he was just trying to introduce me into this whole native lifestyle. So he's like, all right, let's go smelting. I was like, okay. So I get up at 9:30 and we go, and it's like a 2.5 hour snow machine ride until Lewis Point, and there's like 5 other people with us, and he chipped away my hole there, and he's like, this is how you do it, and he taught me how to smelt, and then after that he built me a fire and totally cooked it up for me, and I had smelts for the first time, and I totally shared with him, and it was super fantastic. That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
It does get kind of weird when you become friends with a lot of people, and then you're like, I don't know if I like you, and then you just start dating, and you're like, I don't know, I kind of like you better as a friend. So this friend relationship, and sometimes it's just weird to choose between the two.
Kendra Kapalik, and I'm in 10th grade. You have to find a very unique way to go out on a date, and it's pretty interesting. I've gone out in snowgo rides and smelting. I've actually gone smelting. Yeah, and going to watch ball games. That's pretty much it.
I'm Jiminy Nikolai, and I'm in 10th grade, and I'd say probably the best date is probably going snowgo riding or like any kind of riding. I probably go Warehouse Mountain because it has the best view of the trees and everything.
My name's Sam and I'm a sophomore. Dating, I think, is important to get you ready for the special one. Well, it's really different because in Wyoming, we used to go to the movies or out to any restaurant we would desire, but here, you don't have very many choices, and those few choices are often closed, and so your only choices are really what you have at home, and I like to cook for my girlfriend or take her on a snow go ride or, you know, outdoor stuff. Live free, be happy. And forevermore,
That's how you'll stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.